This is going to remind you of somebody you know. If they're no longer with you, it'll bring back good memories to you. Maybe your favorite aunt, your grandmother. You're the ones that you saw. Well, if you didn't see them on Sunday, you'd see them on special occasions. You know, Christmas Day, Thanksgiving, somebody's birthday. The big, 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 wide, fat, overweight relative. The one we love so much. Get up from the supper table. First of all, though, everybody else is already up from the table. They're in the living room. She's still in the kitchen. And she would just yell to the next room. I'll be there in a minute. I'm just going to get a biscuit and sop this up. And then she'd come into the living room and flop down in the nearest chair, the first chair she came to. And to a little kid, it always looked like it was in slow motion. Because we always thought for sure the chair was going to break. She'd come in, she'd be like, oh, Lord, I ate more than I planned to. I think starting tomorrow, I'm going to go on some kind of a diet. Well, no, I can't tomorrow. We're going to Cracker Barrel tomorrow. I don't know why meatloaf lays on my chest. Seems like it's right there. Won't go no further. Oh, I wish Nana brought my gas pills. I didn't know you put onion in your meatloaf. Lord knows I can't eat cooked onion. You know, I could have a hiatal hernia. If I knew my insurance would pay for it, I'd get me an MRI. Because sometimes the x-ray don't show everything. On fat people. If y'all wait a few minutes, I'd help with those dishes. I just feel so lightheaded. I bet you my blood pressure's up. I had no business eating all that salt. Oh. But I'd just soon not have meatloaf. I can't put salt on it. I tried some of that no salt, but it just didn't taste like salt. That's probably why they call it no salt. Whew. Is it hot in here or is it just me? I swear I'm soaking wet. I hope it ain't my bladder. Oh, I'm stuck to the chair. If you go into the kitchen, cut me a piece of that cake. Just a little piece. I've cut way back on my sugar. I need to get up and walk around. I would if my feet weren't swollen. I don't know what causes that. I might be allergic to something. I hope it ain't bread. I don't believe I can eat without bread. Oh, I hope I feel better before supper. I'm good in mind to change doctors. The one I'm going to now ain't doing me no good. Of course, his scales just go to 300. So really, he don't know whether I lost weight or not. Don't throw that cornbread out. I'll take that home with me. Because Lord knows I don't feel like cooking. Gravy runs right through me. Good night. God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But in the history of mankind, there has never, ever been, not even once, any such thing as a sudden hurricane. They form hundreds of miles out over the ocean. They track them for 2 or 3 weeks. Every evening on the local television news, the anchor man says to the viewing audience, "Look, the hurricane will be coming through your neighborhood a week from Tuesday. And hell, they just wait on it." You'll see some of these people on TV going, "Maybe it'll turn before it gets here." And I hope I'll live long enough for someone a lot smarter than I to explain to me so I can understand the miracle of plywood. There's always that one couple. Hell, we ain't leaving. They interview them on the way to Home Depot. If we get some plywood, hell, we can ride it out. What the hell are they thinking? When they look out the window and see that convoy of Army Jeeps, Army trucks, helicopters, state police, and National Guard, what the hell are they thinking? That all those people just couldn't find no damn plywood? But I tell you what, folks, at least in this part of the country, the Midwest, the Southeast, see, we have to deal with the very worst Mother Nature can throw at the human race. See, on the West Coast, California, they don't have tornadoes, and they don't have hurricanes. That's just on this coast. Tornadoes occur in the Midwest, the Southeast. In New England, like Vermont, Rhode Island, they don't have tornadoes. You've heard the expression, it's biblical, and your mother has said it. You've heard it. God never gives us more, or puts more on us than we can handle. That's how come he sends that stuff to us. He would never send a tornado to damn California. Hell, then you couldn't deal with it. That's why all they get, that's what I call silly weather, limp-wristed weather. Like mud, it's like mud, mud, it's damn mud. Where else in America would mud be a natural disaster? Down here, we put big wheels on something and get out and play. You said, Mama, who was that? That was Cecil. His daddy died today. Yeah, the way he tells it, and we always say that, the way he tells it, like he might be making this up. The way he tells it, his daddy had been outside cutting grass. Well, ever since they bought that riding mower, hell, he cut grass every damn day. He just got there and ride and ride. Well, you know, they bought him that riding mower last summer after he cut off three toes on his right foot. That was him being damn bullheaded. You know the mower where it says keep hands and feet away from blade? He said, it's my damn mower. They can't tell me what to do. Well, anyway, listen. So Cecil and the other kids went in together and they bought him this riding mower. I told them when they bought that mower, I said, look, that man's 82 years old. He don't need no damn 12 horsepower. But they wouldn't listen. Sears had that damn sale going on. Nothing down, no payments till April. But They said, we'll just add that to what we already owe. Well, you know, listen, you know, when he turned 80, they took away his weed eater. He was chasing bumblebees with it. Well, you know, he wore those real thick bifocals. Remember that? He wore bifocals. So when he would look up like that right there, look up. That bumblebee like a buzzard to him. And then, of course, when he would look down like that right there, look down. He was so proud. Yeah. Trouble was, his wife didn't wear bifocals. But... well, anyway, they get this big mower, and sure enough, he was riding that damn mower to the mall. Had a handicap sticker. We know he had that bad foot and everything. Cut through people's yards. Everybody had one mowed strip. And they were pissed. Well, anyway, listen, anyway, he had no business cutting grass today. It was 98 degrees out there. And Cecil said, "Daddy, you ought not cut grass today. You just cut it yesterday." He said, "I know, but it might be raining tomorrow." Bless his heart, he thought cutting grass was just like a bowel movement. You ought to do it every day. Matter of fact, that's what he do. Get up every morning and shit that morning. Well, here's what happened. The old man that lived next door, there's an 80-year-old man next door, and he had just gotten one of those, it was a brand new motorized wheelchairs. Had a motor on, scooting around. Well, they had to get him one, really. What happened was, about 20-something years ago, back in the early 70s, he had that like a hip replacement. And it wasn't like this today. They don't have the plastic joints back then. They use that metal. And I think he had just soaked in the tub so much that he like rusted his butt. He was like all stoved up. They tried everything. They even sprayed back there with that WD-40. Well, anyway, nothing worked. So they said, "Well, hell, we'll just get him a wheelchair, you know." They had that Sears sale going on. I said, "We'll just add that to what we already owe them." So anyway, he had a wheelchair, and then Cecil's daddy got to argue with that old man about which would be the feistiest. The wheelchair or that new mower. Well, goddamn. So they got out on the highway to drag race. And it was going along pretty good. They come to this four-way stop, and they stopped. But this Walmart truck was coming this way. And on the side of the Walmart truck, it said, "Follow us to good bargains." And, you know, and old people just do whatever it says do. So they started following that damn semi. And, well, anyway, so a chihuahua darted, really. Well, you know, now, of course, Cecil's daddy had on his bifocals. He thought it was a hog. But it darted out, and the Walmart's truck just stopped like that, you know? And that wheelchair and lawnmower went right up on that damn truck. I swear it was a mess. Kill both of them. Damn dead dog. It didn't hurt the Walmart driver. He said he didn't see a damn thing. Well, I'll get in there and fix the casserole. And we'll go on over there.